Winnipeg, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Heading towards Canada Day.
Morning, Brent Lux with you, filling in on the Evan Bray Show here today. Les, thank you for the reminder. Text at 1-877-332-8255. Les very concerned that he hadn't heard who won green and white prognostications. And that falls on me. Sorry about that, Les. It was Ray in Saskatoon. Ray in Saskatoon had the numbers. I don't have them here in front of me. All I know is Ray in Saskatoon was the guy that came up with the number that we needed for the total combined score in that amazing Rider win over the BC Lions. So there you go. Congratulations. Ray goes into the end of season grand prize draw for that cash prize. And speaking of the Riders, did you get a look at those cool looks on the helmet with the different colors on that new logo? This is, of course, the second year for the Indigenous logo. Last year, they did the green and white Indigenous logo, which was cool. But the guy who created that came up with something far more colorful this year. And that would be a gentleman by the name of Chris Chapak, who joins me now to talk a little bit about the creativity that went into that. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Brett. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I'm thrilled to have you on the Evan Bray Show here today. Thanks for giving us some time.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's your background as an artist?
Yeah, I've been an artist I've been drawing my whole childhood all the way up through university to where I'm an adult now. It's just been something I've been doing as a kind of a stress relief, and then it's just taken off now to where I'm juggling it along with my full-time job at teaching.
Oh, good for you. So you're a teacher full-time. The hobby of painting or designing is coming as a second job for you then?
Yeah, like it's been pretty wild to teach all day and then paint all night, kind of partying. So,
so when you did the logo last year for the Riders, what inspired you to do it in an even more colorful way this year?
Yeah, well, this color that I that they dropped this year was actually the initial colors I had it as when I presented it to them. Yeah, and so they kind of were taken back by the colors, and they're like, this is amazing, but we're going to put it on the back burner because we need to follow regulations and make it our shades of green. I was like, oh, okay. So for them to bring it out again this year and say, now tell the full story of why you chose those colors. It was really nice.
Oh, cool. So what's the design all about? What does it mean to you?
The sketch originally was kind of, I just wanted to piece together as much of the province of Saskatchewan to tell the story of every four corners to come together and to unite us. So once I had the sketch down, the colors just kind of told the story of what I wanted everyone to understand from the logo. So it kind of brought everything full circle.
Excellent. Now we're on radio, so I can't show people a visual here. Can you, for our listeners that maybe didn't see the game on Saturday, can you just give us a bit of an explanation? Paint that picture for us of what the logo looks like.
Yeah, for sure. So the shield and the S stayed the same, and that was all I was allowed to, well, not allowed. That I couldn't touch those things, so I had to work everything within it. So on one side, I did the buffalo, and I made that brown to tie into earth and the land where the buffalo roamed throughout our prairies. And on the other side, I did a landscape of grass and water and the sun to signify the treaty promise of, as long as the grass grows, river flows, and sun is shining, that it ties in that treaty promise. And then within that, I just tried to put as much storytelling to bring that full circle. And so it was, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, and I see those colors, blue, yellow, brown, orange, and gray. And as you were talking about the different elements then, I see where all of those colors would connect. So what does this mean for you as an Indigenous artist to have your logo celebrated, you know, by the Riders, but all through the province and Rider Nation?
It's insane how you kind of just roll and you keep moving, and then that moment happens where they throw it up on the Jumbotron and they call your name out, and it's kind of just, you freeze and it's just, you take it in. So this, over this weekend, before the game, they, in the pregame, they announced and they showed it off, and just to see it everywhere and like to know that it would just started out on my iPad and on pieces of loose leaf, and it came where it's just available for people to purchase. It's been really, it's exciting for me, but also it's a nod that, like, if you just keep chasing things and keep working at it, it pays off, and you got to just keep pushing yourself. And yeah.
Good for you. Well, clearly you've got some creative genius at work inside you there. People, you mentioned that you're able to purchase that. Is it the logo itself people can still purchase?
Okay, this is, I've been, all weekend I've been getting asked this. So everything right now is sold out. There is a couple sizes here and there throughout Saskatoon and Regina. They are ordering again. So if people just use the virtue of patience, they will be coming back for, so kind of just stay ready, and then it'll eventually come back and come back out, and we can all, everyone who wants one hopefully can get one, and well, it'll all be a merry day.
Of course. So is that your own personal website, or is that through the Rider store?
Oh, sorry. That is through the Rider store. Yeah, I have, that is, last thing I want is my stuff to crash, so they can gladly go and do all that, and they can deal with the capacity of people viewing their stuff.
That's cool. So now that you've got 2 years of creating these for the Riders, what's next for you?
Well, currently I have a gallery, an art gallery at Wanuskewin Collective on Broadway in Saskatoon. Mm-hmm. And that's been nice because I kind of get the chance to show my work. Like, I'm usually collaborating with all these companies and organizations. So for me to express myself has been really exciting and fun. And then just whatever's, there's a lot of other things coming that I can't speak of yet, but there's some movement going that I'm just excited for. So, I'm kind of just putting on my boots and helmet and ready to run full tilt.
Well, clearly you've got a great relationship with the Riders. Do you have an opportunity to get in and talk to the players at all through all this?
Brett, the leg, our kicker, he's been unreal. As soon as I did the green logo, he pulled me aside and he had to say how he had to meet me and thank me again, and he loved the story. So other than that, I've been on the field both times, and, you know, I give a wave here and there and a head nod. So
that's good.
It's been good.
So with your artwork doing so well for you, any plans to maybe do that full time and, you know, be done with teaching at some point?
I'm kind of just on the wave, keeping my balance, and hopefully we'll see where it goes. I don't know. Like, usually after a big tidal wave, you're kind of standing there, and I'll see where I end up.
Yeah. Good on you, man. Great, great creative work, and just a joy to talk to you today, Chris. Thanks so much for your time, and all the best with future endeavors.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Chris Chapak, artist that designed that new Rider Indigenous logo that we saw on the weekend. I love the color scheme in there, the blue, the yellow, the brown, the orange, and the gray. And yeah, it sounds like they've been selling a lot of the shirts, but more to come, he says, available through the Rider store. Okay, I got to tell you, I'm a little saddened. A little saddened. I get it. Everybody's got their opinion on this, but I was talking about some of the positive numbers in these recent surveys that were done as we are approaching Canada Day, but not so many positive comments coming in about our country on our text line. I'll share some of those with you here in just a moment. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show, 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Man, I remember that song came out, New Orleans is Sinking. That was the first hit for Canada's own Tragically Hip. And I remember putting it on a CD at the radio station and taking it home to my teenage kids and saying, I think these guys are going to do okay. as we're heading towards Canada Day and just playing a few tunes from great Canadian groups. Man, we got a lot of talented people in this country, don't we? But not everybody is happy with our country. This saddens me. And okay, maybe I'm an idealist here, but I was talking about some of these survey numbers that had been done here on this Angus Reid poll, talking about 7 in 10 of us, 72% say Canada offers a good quality of life. About half of Canadians surveyed said Canada Day holds more meaning for them this year. According to this poll, the poll is called Live by the Leaf Index, Harris poll doing this in conjunction with Petro-Canada. It said a quarter of Canadians said July 1st will be much more meaningful. 81% of Canadians say they plan to celebrate Canada Day with younger Canadians, most likely to do so. Of course, younger Canadians always show up for a party, right? It was just nice to see some pretty positive numbers. Off of our text line, a little bit of a different story. At 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Shall we begin with some of these? Monica says, I don't know who was doing the Canada Day survey, but with all the turmoil in the U.S., our prime minister is ruining Canada. At the moment, I see nothing positive about Canada. That's Monica's thoughts at 1-877-332-8255. Steve says, I've lost all my Canadian pride. The East rules the West with no regard for our well-being. They vote to steal from us and abuse us every time. Steve, 1-877-332-8255. Chris in Regina, feeling horrible about our country. Zero Canadian pride at the moment. I wonder what would work for these people to be happier about Canada. What do we need to change their thoughts here? Don, thank you for this. Up at Candle Lake, Don says, greatest pride ever and growing. Good on you, Don. I like to see something positive like that. Tom says, Brent, I'm a proud Western Canadian, but in no way am I proud to be considered Canadian. That's Tom in Dundurn with his thoughts. On our Canada poll, how are you feeling about Canada Day? Are you seeing that it holds more meaning this year? Giving it any thought that way? 1-877-332-8255. Les says, I'm proud to be a Western Canadian. I could care less about the East. I've always felt this way because they don't seem to have any understanding on the culture and life, how we live here in the West. 1-877-332-8255. I'm just going through the texts here as they come in order, so a little bit off topic, but I had talked about when I was in about grade 2 or grade 3, and it was probably just my particular teacher, Mrs. Rennie or Mrs. Melvin. I recall my grade 1, 2 teachers, and each morning we would have our little assembly in our old schoolhouse, and we would sing God Save the Queen, and we would sing Maple Leaf Forever, which if you Google and see Maple Leaf Forever, it was kind of the anthem for Canada, right from Confederation to, I don't know, sometime in the 50s or 60s. And we used to sing it. Gary in Saskatoon says, Brent, I'm the same age as you. I've never heard Maple Leaf Forever. I didn't say it was a great song. If you go online, I think Michael Bublé did a version of it a number of years ago. You might find that. Gary says, in his class, we sang God Save the Queen, said the Lord's Prayer, and sang O Canada. Okay, thanks for that, Gary. Another Gary. No, that's not a Gary. Where is it here? I've got more of these people talking about how they're feeling about the country. No name on this one. Simply says, I cannot be proud of a country that reelects a corrupt government. 1-877-332-8255. Oh, that's not to do with what I'm talking about. Daryl, a listener in Regina, totally off topic, says, what a joke. No wonder it's going to take 5 years to do 11th Avenue. There's not one person working today. That's Daryl in Regina, concerned about the work not being done on 11th. Dylan says, you've got a bunch of Maple MAGAs crying that PP didn't win and the hate train didn't get out of the gate. Thanks for that, Dylan. 1-877-332-8255. Pierre Polyev, I'm sure, is going to be running in the by-election in Alberta. They've announced it for, what is it, August 18th, I do believe. So we'll see if anything happens as far as the leadership of the Conservative Party. Another one, I am the most proud of my country that I've ever been. We finally figured out how to hire an actual politician instead of a talking mouthpiece. The reason, Brent, you're getting so many negative texts is because your station has become the safe haven for the extreme radicalist right-wing people. That's Dylan in Saskatoon, 1-877-332-8255. How do you feel about Canada? How do you feel about Canada Day? Are you positive, looking to the future? A little, I could understand where right now maybe you're feeling a little tentative just because of the on-again, off-again trade stuff going on with Donald Trump. Of course, the situation we saw on Friday, and I sat here on this radio station Friday. It was about 12:15. We were just at the back end of the Evan Bray show, and there on my phone it came, Donald Trump has announced all trade negotiations will end now with Canada because of their insistence on the 3% digital services tax. And so you look at that and think, okay, here we go again. Trump is talking about Canada. And anytime he talks about Canada, it's never good, right? You know, he kind of dances around, oh, they're nice people, they're this and that, but then he always ends up making us feel on the defensive. He goes on Fox News and says all these things. And again, he's talking about the 51st state, like, oh, gosh. So I think the Trump talking about the 51st state for most people makes us feel more protective of our country and say, how dare you think that you're going to take over Canada? But that's what's got people feeling a little tentative right now. And then we had a pretty quick reaction from Ottawa, whereas this was announced noon on Friday by Trump. And then late yesterday evening, yeah, I think it popped up on my phone. There was a press release came from the Minister of Finance in Ottawa saying the decision has been made that Canada is going to rescind the 3% digital services tax in order to get trade talks going again with the United States. So apparently the decision was made after some weekend consultations, and there was a phone call between Trump and Carney at some point on the weekend. And so they've agreed now that they're going to get back together. It's kumbaya time for today. And the trade negotiations are going to continue. They are now setting July 21st, 3 weeks from today, as the date that they want to have this deal done. I've seen some reports that indicate maybe they were close to a deal last week, but it was this digital services tax that Trump finally said, nope. I guess a lot of the concern for Canadians now is, well, if he got his way on that so quickly, what might he try next? Interesting times. How about them riders? We're going to talk with Daryl Davis coming up after the 11 o'clock news. Thanks for being here today. Brent Laux with you on this last day of June. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.